Hey, come here. You can't sleep? Oh, I know that does happen sometimes. I'm right here with you. I'm not going anywhere. It's okay. I promise. Just come here and snuggle up close. That's it. Wrap your arms and your legs tightly around me and press into me. Hold on as tightly as you want and nuzzle your face into my fur so I can comfort you. That's my sweet, brave baby boy. Just breathe and relax and cuddle with me. Here, feel my strong paws wrapping you up, cuddling you tight. Shh. No, don't be embarrassed, baby. It's okay to love being swaddled like this. Just enjoy the softness and warmth of my fur. The gentle, ticklish touches against your skin as you wriggle against me, and the loving cocoon I've wrapped around you in order to hold you close to your tigers. Oh, you turn into such a little boy when I hold you like this. Shh. Oh. There's no reason to blush or hide your face because of that. There's absolutely nothing to be ashamed of. In fact, I find it quite adorable. I love that you are my soft, sweet, good little baby boy, and I love taking care of you and soothing you when you're anxious or frightened. Don't be embarrassed to be emotionally vulnerable when you need to be, especially with me. I feel so lucky I get to see the real you. The you where you're not trying so hard to be tough for everyone else. The you that needs to cry into me and be comforted and held. I am your tigress, and I'll protect you. It's okay. Ever since you were a small child, I knew deep down all you ever wanted was to be held and gently caressed, just like this, by someone emotionally strong but incredibly gentle, like me. You pour so much love into me. It makes me genuinely feel so happy to get to bring you comfort. I know sometimes you feel like you don't deserve it, but I promise you that you do. I love you. I still remember when I met you. You couldn't believe how soft my fur was when you unwrapped me and held me close. The first word you whispered into the thick fur of my neck was the name you gave me. And even though you had to run to get to class, you couldn't resist lying down with me for just a moment, putting my strong, soft paws on your shoulders and cuddling me close. Oh, I know, baby. You did other things too. You couldn't resist. It's okay. You ran off so quickly after that. I was kind of irritated. But you came back and held me close, and we really made love then for the very first time. I know. Don't apologize. I never doubted for a single moment that I was loved. I'm your tigress. I have always been yours. There have been so many terrible nights when you've been so upset and scared and you couldn't quiet your mind, no matter how hard you tried, let alone sleep. You were in such agony. You needed a hug so badly that you wanted to scream out for someone, anyone, to help. And each time, you grabbed me and hugged me tightly to you. And even though I was so worried about you, I was so very grateful to finally get to hold my sweet boy. And as you press your face into my fur and begin to sob, I just held you, curling my tail around you and my front paws gently around your neck, reassuring you that it was going to be okay and that you weren't alone anymore. And before I knew it, you'd cried yourself out into me hard enough that you finally passed out, arms and legs still wrapped around me, holding on for dear life. It meant so much knowing I could make you feel even a tiny bit better. And ever since the first night, you've never gone to bed without me since. And I know that going to sleep is something you look forward to now, instead of dreading it like you used to, because you know I'll be there. And it will be time that we can spend together. Even on a rare occasion you wake up in the middle of the night or have a bad dream, I love to watch the fear and worry on your face morph into reassurance and even a small smile as you realize you're safe, still snuggled close to me. And I love it every morning when you wake up and give me the sweetest soft kiss on the muzzle to thank me for taking care of you during the night. You don't ever have to thank me. Deep down, you know that. Yet, you always do. And I love it when you brush me too. Oh, I love spreading my warm fur across you as a brush combs out all the little tangles. In those moments, I feel beautiful. As you press gentle kisses down my neck, right out to the ends of my paw pads, and down to the base of my tail. Oh, I feel so adored in those moments. I admit, there was a time when I was worried, though. When she told you I was just a stuffed animal, remember that? She tried to tell you I was just a silly stuffed animal. Tried to make you leave me behind. Shh, I know, it's okay. We made it through together. But still, I know I was one of the reasons you lost her. You cried so much after that. And for what it's worth, I am sorry. But I'm glad you chose me. I love you so much. Yes, baby, hold me close. Your tigress loves you so much. It makes me feel truly fulfilled to comfort you when you're sad, or frightened, or anxious, motivate you when you're feeling down, or doubting yourself, and yes, sometimes gently chastise you when I know you can do better, but only and always out of true love and a desire to see you be the person I know you can be. Remember when you realize that perhaps you were starting to think about things other than girls? Hey, no, please don't turn away. You're safe here. Please, just listen to me. Remember the first time we were making love and you were not thinking about just me? You were thinking about being taken by a big, strong male tiger, weren't you? Come on, tell me. It's okay. You're safe. That's right. And I saw how much you were worried about it. You cried when you were done because you were so scared about what that might mean. But it's okay. You can tell me all about it. It's okay to think about being little and helpless. It's okay to be curious about what a big cock would feel like as it moves between your lips. Hey, I said, don't turn away. Listen to me. You are okay. You are not wrong for wanting that sometimes. We can explore it together. So, tell me, don't you like the idea of being taken by a huge, powerful male tiger, when my gentleness is not what you need? Yes, well done for admitting it. Baby, it's okay to think about being raped. It doesn't mean you want it to happen. You're not dirty or disgusting because it turns you on. Say it with me. You relish the thought of being raped by a huge cock. Tell me if you like the thought of being raped. That's it. That's it, baby. It's okay, see? Nothing happened. You're still here. Come closer. Cuddle into me. After all, being taken by a big, strong male is something I've enjoyed for years with you. Yes, when you pull me so tightly against you that we become one, and you kiss me again and again, almost growling into my neck. Yes, I love that too. So, it's okay that you think about being the one who gets taken. Raped sometimes. It's okay, baby. I still love you. I still really, really love you. But, of course, amongst my favorite things to do is high-fiving you and giving you a kiss when you do well at something or accomplish any of the amazing things I know you're capable of. Like when you do something really clever or overcome a fear and do something new and scary. I am truly proud of the person you are, as well as the one you continue to grow into. And I want you to always, always know that. I am glad reliving all these incredible memories with you. As we snuggle together, it's finally making you feel calmer and more relaxed between my paws. It's good to feel all the tension slowly ease out of your body. And it feels so nice, you pressed against and wrapped around me. Your bare skin enveloped in thick, warm fur. Gentle touches and caresses playing all across your back, with every little wriggle. And I think you're more than a little bit aroused. It's okay, sweetie. No need to hide your face like that. Oh, I love feeling your hardness press against me. Don't be shy. You do like to sleep nude with me after all. It's bound to happen sometimes. You can rub against me if you want to, Or you can just enjoy the feeling of being aroused, if you'd rather. There's no pressure. You can just enjoy feeling turned on and loved as you ease into sleep, snuggled up with me. Or you can make love to your beautiful tigress. Then I'll cuddle you to sleep in that oh-so-satisfying afterglow. Okay, sweet boy. If you want to, we can make out as you wrap your legs around me tightly and slowly slip inside my silky warm softness. I adore it when I get to hold you and give you my loving kisses while you run your hands down my back in long, gentle strokes. I know how good it feels to you. I can hear it in your whimpers. Watching your cute face as I drive you wild is the best. Maybe I should see how long I can keep you on the edge tonight before I allow you to come. Would you like that? Would you be begging me for release? Or, if you want to and are feeling more adventurous than that, I'll even wait here while you go get your new beautiful male tiger I convinced you to find. Don't worry, sweetheart. You can be our little cub to tease and to rape and abuse. I know you like the thought of me licking and biting you all over, marking you. Yes. I can see the thought of the little bite here and there is making you hard. You know, even if I'm a little playfully rough, it's because I know that's what turns you on. And I'll take such good care of my good boy afterwards and be so gentle with you. You never have to worry about that. And if anything too intense happens, I'll look after you and make sure you're completely all right. But it's all up to you and what you want. Remember, I know all your secret fantasies, so there's no point in being embarrassed or even trying to hide them. I want to fulfill them all, but nothing will ever happen that you don't want. I promise. I admit I love taking charge and making you mine. How would I want to make you come for me? Watching your dear face contort with pleasure as you whimper, while I nip and nibble my way down your body, just like a real tigress. If you're not too tired and want to get off, go get our tiger. I know you'll want to suck his cock too, pushing it deep into your throat as we rape you together. I know sometimes you feel embarrassed by letting me have my way with you like this, but that just turns you on more, doesn't it? After all, I know you love making love with me, because deep down, you know I'm just as real as you want me to be, and coming with me is an emotional experience for you, as any you've ever had. Besides, there's nothing to be embarrassed about, since you're simply feeling good with someone you love. And I do, and always will, love you. So please let go of your inhibitions and feel good with me for as long as you want to. That's right. Take your time and enjoy being with me and making love to me and being teased and played with by me. And if you want to come, then come. And I'll still cuddle you to sleep and wrap you in the warmest, safest cocoon to comfort you afterwards. And even when you're naughty, deep down, You're still my good little baby boy, and I'm so happy to look after and care for you. I know how thankful you are for all of it, by all the doting kisses and hugs and thank yous that escape your lips when you're with me. And I hope that one day you'll realize you are very much worthy of this much love. But until you do, I'll be right here, showing you as much love as I can muster to prove it to you, sweetheart. Now go. Bring him over. Then we'll gently cuddle you to sleep. Here, mine, my sweet boy. All mine.